This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
All right, it's Friday morning, Chet Buchanan Show. I have a very important question to start the show.
I love this, okay?
Very important. I just noted that today is the third day of November. What are we, 27 days until Toy Drive?
Yes.
Kayla, is this now, are we inside the window? We talk about this just about every year. Are we inside the window where if you're in a relationship now, you're in that relationship until a very brief window that will open up again in January?
It's so funny that you say that, because you know I've never agreed with that. I've always said that like you're kind of in that window and you're stuck there through Valentine's Day. Anyway, no, I think you have another week. I think that you're good for another, I mean, everything's circumstantial, but I do think you have another week until like next Friday. That's when you can't break up anymore and you're locked in through the holidays.
Because you've got family considerations.
Yes.
And then it's like, oh, he broke up with me during the holidays. You know, that's yes. The storyline. If you don't make it all the way through now, then you're extra jerk because you ended your relationship, quote unquote, during the holidays.
Yes.
Does Halloween have a bearing on? Halloween doesn't have an effect on the relationship thing.
No, it doesn't. Here's the problem that like I said, you get till next Friday. If you have to stay with them through Thanksgiving, you can't break up right before Christmas, because then it's like, oh, are you serious? Like, and honestly, you can't do it right before New Year's, because if you do it any, like, that's more of my concern. Yep. You can't do it right after New Year's. Like, you got to give it, I'd say you have a 2-day window at best in January. I don't think that you should break up at all, but you can't break up right after the new year. It's a whole thing. And then you can't do it within a 3-week window leading up to Valentine's Day. So you really just have no time.
Yeah, because then it's right before Valentine's Day. And you can't, there's no winning. I'm just saying. So evaluate your choices at this point and just realize I don't want to say you're stuck, but
it's the Chet Buchanan Show.
When I'm going to work, dropping the kids to school
every morning
on 98.5 KLUC.
Ooh, I have another question with holidays. Okay. Ready for this?
All right.
So you know how, and obviously I'm not the only one who's thought it now. Have you ever, when you're going through Thanksgiving leftovers, have you ever thought, man, this might be a pretty good pizza?
Yes. Turkey on pizza is delicious.
Okay. Then you're going to love this. The DiGiorno people have decided, free plug Friday. The DiGiorno people are selling a Thanksgiving pizza, turkey, gravy sauce. Yes. Sweet potatoes, green beans, cranberries, mozzarella, cheddar, and some sort of crispy onion topping. All of that is piled on a thick, quote unquote, Detroit style crust. Thumbs up or thumbs down?
Oh, see, you had me until you did thick crust. I like a good thin crust.
Sure.
Because the gravy has so much flavor. It's like, it's just different than pizza sauce. So you got to do, in my opinion, as someone that has built a makeshift Thanksgiving pizza before, you got to do thin crust.
You're going to have to take this up with somebody else, because we don't get a choice. But thumbs up or thumbs down on this?
I'd say thumbs up for the most part.
Yeah, I'm all the way thumbs up on it.
Yeah.
And they're trying to market it as like, oh, it's controversial. Ooh, nobody's gonna like it. But no, I think this may be a new thing.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Las Vegas' favorite jeweler, Michael E. Menden Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Hey, just so you know, there was a runaway pig in Pennsylvania. 17 days it was gone. They found it. It's back home, safe okay. and sound. Here's the cool part about it. When the story got out, everybody learned that the pig's name was Kevin Bacon. And the real Kevin Bacon found out about it and posted on his socials the other day and said, bring Kevin Bacon home. And so the real Kevin Bacon may have helped the porky Kevin Bacon find his way home. The person who found him said that they saw it on Kevin Bacon's socials. And so, yeah, all's well that ends well. And way to go.
Awesome.
Both Kevin Bacons. Good for you. It's awesome.
So there's a charity called the Heart Gift Foundation. It brought a four-year-old girl from Syria to the U.S. for heart surgery. Her name is Naz Hassan, and she's been living in Louisiana with her mom. And in fact, the doctor invited them to stay at his house. Good enough feeling story.
Yeah,
in
you
itself,
could stop there.
You know?
That's incredible.
Best news is that she got her surgery. It was on October 30th. It took 6 hours, was a success, but that would mean that she was going to miss Halloween, and Halloween happened to be her favorite holiday. So the neighborhood surrounding the doctor found out about it. They all pulled together, and more than 60 houses participated in a trick-or-treating event just for her prior to Halloween. She dressed as a butterfly, and it was absolutely adorable.
Fantastic. That's just amazing. So and who knew that that in Syria she's four. She's four, and Halloween's her favorite. Okay, that's just awesome. And everybody going out of their way. That's cool. Do something nice for somebody today. It's your good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Look at that. We found a way to get ourselves to a Friday. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Kayla's going on an interesting adventure this weekend. And I find this fascinating because it's totally something I would do. But then the fact that you're doing it, like if I did it, I'd be like, whatever. But for whatever reason, I think you doing it is like crazy. You know, not in a bad way, but like, just like, wow, you're doing this. So you're getting on a plane in less than 4 hours.
Yes. You get on a plane and fly to Houston for the afternoon and meet up with my dad. And then I'm going to fly back late tonight.
Oh, so, really? You're not even going to stay over?
No. But you know what he is? He's decided that because he's got a new girlfriend. His new girlfriend's going to come with him, and they're just going to make like a Houston trip out of the weekend, you know? So they're going to do that, and then I'll fly back, and so it'll be fun. We'll just be able to hang out.
Are you side hustling tomorrow?
I am actually going to be at Nevada State University tomorrow morning. They have their big open house since they became a university, and so I'm going to be there tomorrow from 10 to 12.
So you kind of have to come back, which is fun.
Yeah. That's
awesome. That's really, really fun. Yeah, and for everybody who's like, wait, why are you doing that? You got some family business to take care of, and you got to do it in person. Do you have to? So do you have to do this? Whatever you're signing, do you have to sign it in front of a notary?
Yes, definitely have to do that. The only thing that I thought it was like had to be done in our little hometown. And then he's like, no, we'll just meet up halfway. And so we just kind of scheduled it so we'd meet halfway and do it together. I think he just wants to see me, which is, I would love to see my dad anyway. Oh. So it's kind of that excuse for a night.
That's cool. And honestly, it sounds bougie.
You know it does, I got the trip for like $50. So like,
right. Yeah, I tease you about, oh, God, you're so rich. Everything. Oh, you're so, because no, this is like middle seat Southwest.
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh. It is. Yeah, no, definitely got that round trip for like $50, I think, is what I spent. So
that's so fun. That's so fun. When you, and by the way, I will always call it cup of noodles.
Yeah.
You know, it's cup noodles now. Cause
I know, but you can't call it that.
No, it's cup noodles because they're in a cup. And apparently if you say cup o noodles, that it implies that there's more noodles than there are, whatever. I don't know. Are you a heat the water up and then pour it in, or do you just put the water in the cup and throw it in the microwave?
I used to do it the latter way. I used to just throw the water in and throw it in the microwave. However, I've started doing the boiled water and then putting it in there and then resealing the top and letting it just sit. I don't know, because if you read the instructions, it says, please use hot water. So I just thought that I'd switch it up, and that's the way I started doing it again.
So this is going to blow some people's minds, like mine. The people who make cup noodles, I know, silly, recently announced that they're switching the packaging from, you know, like styrofoam, polystyrene cups,
yeah,
like styrofoam, to paper cups next year. Okay, so. Okay. Which will then make, and they were very proud of this in their press release, it will make cup noodles, quote, microwavable for the first time since its introduction in 1973. Mind blown. So, like Kayla noted, the instructions say you're supposed to add boiling water.
Yeah.
You're supposed to add it. Apparently, these styrofoam cups, and I suppose that it makes sense if you think about it, not supposed to be in the microwave. It's possible that you've been leaching chemicals into your noodles.
Sure.
Also, if you kept it in there too long, you've probably had one melt down on you once or twice.
Yes.
Reactions online included, what do you mean for the first time? I've been microwaving these bad boys since 1995. Why would we be filling it up to the line if we're not microwaving? Also, and the question that I had, is this why we all have cancer? Possible.
Oh, no.
And every day I find out I spent my whole childhood doing random irreparable damage to my tiny body, which is all of that.
So but, funny. What did you do when you had cup noodles? Just out of curiosity.
I'm pretty sure I put the water in and put it in the microwave.
Yes. It's a normal reaction. Heat it up. We're good, right? I feel like we're fine. I feel like we're good. Although they are opening themselves up to so many lawsuits by doing this. I don't know why I feel that way.
No, because they told you not to do that.
I was going to say, do I need to go get a package? I think they sell that in our vending machines here. Do I need to go get one and it says on there, do not microwave? I guarantee
you.
You
want to waste your money? Go ahead. But I'm just, ooh, although I am hungry. No, wait, I'll go. And tell the truth. It's because you finally did read the instructions and it said don't microwave. And so you were like, yeah, I'm not doing that anymore because they told me.
Because they told me, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I know. Okay, I knew that, right? I knew that.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, good. Okay, good. Yeah, good. All right, good. We're ready? We're
good. Yeah.
Okay. Some pictures have surfaced online of the construction versus cancer event the other night that Kayla hosted, which was lovely. Looked lovely. You looked great. Proud of my friend.
Thank you for saying that.
Okay, so Billy came up to you. Billy came up to you and wanted to discuss the fact that that you believe in absolute. Too far sometimes, absolute truth in your relationship.
I do.
And you are a believer in the lie of omission, trademark 2023. you are a big time believer in the lie of omission that if you have not come forward with the truth, that is in fact a lie.
Yes. Big fan of that, especially when it comes to your significant other.
Billy then asked you a very important question, and that question was?
he wanted to know if getting your hair and makeup done was a lie because you're not putting your true face out there. And honestly, I didn't have a real response for him at first.
Would you? I do have an answer for you. I'll give it to you.
Here. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I'll give it to you in a second. What did you end up coming up with?
The only thing that I could think of was that, like, it's not, you're not doing your hair and makeup typically at home. Like, your significant other gets the real you the majority of the time at home. And then you put that on when you go out. So it's not lying to your significant other because they do get the real you, you know?
It also depends for me. It does depend. Yeah, but when you first meet somebody, I think that's what he's kind of going for. Well, at least that's the way I took it.
Sure.
But that when you first meet somebody, yeah, there's potentially, not always, but a little bit of a bait and switch there.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Extensions. You wearing a wig? You got that weave working? That's okay. Because I was going to take hair out of it. At first, I was going to take hair out of it. And then I went, no. This is a much, and most guys don't engage in it. But yeah, there's some guys who have a piece and got the plugs and whatever.
Sure.
Makeup. Absolutely. I mean, if we're getting weird about it, and you guys know I don't care about this stuff, but my friend does. Yeah, makeup's a total lie. But here's the deal. We're complicit. We're all in on it.
The only reason I say that, like, makeup isn't a lie is because makeup, in my opinion, is for yourself. Like, you put it on to make yourself feel really good.
That's
typically.
BS. That's BS, and you know it.
That is how all makeup companies market themselves. Make yourself feel good. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's Maybelline, whatever it is.
Well, how come? Like, okay, so when you're just having a day off,
yeah,
and, oh, I'm just going to hang out at the house and I'm not going to do anything today, why is it that you don't put makeup on?
Because you got to let your skin breathe. There's got to be some downtime.
Oh, my God. What do we call it when you're lying to yourself? Which, now, granted, that may be true, but that's not your motivation.
No, I mean, I like putting makeup on to make myself feel pretty, but there's totally, I'm going out in public and I want to look my best kind of thing.
Why do you hate yourself so much when you come here? Why? Because...
I never wear makeup at the office. I never do.
Right? So no, what was it? I forget where you were going. You went to dinner with Buddy, and I was like, and with her husband. And I'm like, who's this chick taking a picture with Buddy? Where's Kayla? Oh, God, that is her. Oh, she's right there.
Oh, yeah. No.
But she's just made up and.
I look like a troll when I don't have makeup on. It's fine.
That's not true. That's not true. I see that troll every morning. It's. Yeah.
Thank you.
That part's not true.
But I do.
Again, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. It's just, yeah, if we're going to go and you do like a good hard and fast definition.
I do?
Yeah, it's 1,000% of a lie. None of us care. We're good with it.
It's a good lie. Okay. It's fine.
All right. What did you end up telling Billy?
I don't know. I kind of walked away from it because I felt cornered. So... Sorry,
wait,
Billy.
I think my husband needs me. Coming! I'll be right there!
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Oh my God, you know what I want.
98.5 KLUC.
Hello, Natasha Medina from Spring Valley.
Hi!
Hi! you got big plans for the weekend?
I was manifesting this, so I'm really happy that I finally got to call in.
Oh, yeah, huh? Because, okay, yeah, I guess you do, because you're going to Doja Cat tonight. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Okay, I got you. Hey, can I ask you a question? Your 177-second survey starts now.
Yes.
Can I ask you an unscheduled question? Kayla is going to decorate for Christmas this weekend. Too early or just about right?
Just about right. Right after October 31st, it's time for Dia de los Muertos, and then straight into Christmas for me, too.
Yeah, I think it's become much more acceptable You know?
Yeah.
I'm good with it. I'm good.
The fall decorations just aren't as fun as the Christmas decorations, so I just like to skip straight through.
Well, you can kind of intersperse them.
That's
true. You know what
true.
I mean? And then just That's pull them. Listen, we won't have enough time if we don't go. Three questions you must ask on a first date. How did your last relationship end? This apparently comes from a dating coach. How did your last relationship end? What are your intentions with dating? What's something you're working on that you're super passionate about? This, is there any chance of ever getting any action ever again by asking any of those questions?
That's just so awkward. I wouldn't even know. Like, just hearing it, I'm like, what do I say? Like, that's really putting you under the gun there.
I would start looking for somebody, like, where's your earpiece? You know what I mean? Who's whispering in your ear right now telling you to ask these job interview questions? I don't think that's the way to go. Now, Kayla, you tend to like stuff like this.
I do, okay.
Do you like this?
I feel like these questions are the questions you already ask. You just don't ask them so rigidly. Like, how did you phrase the first one about the ex? How did your last relationship come to?
How did your last relationship end?
Yeah, like, I don't ask it that way. I'm like, oh, like, have you broken up with anyone recently? Or have you been dating recently?
But
like,
is not the first rule of dating, don't talk about your ex?
Yeah,
is that the first rule? Sorry, Natasha, what did you say?
Maybe wait for, like, the second, third date, you know? Maybe not just throw it at them on the first time. Like, you're trying to build that connection. You can't just break it down immediately.
Yeah, and then questions two and three. Oh, shoot. I wish this was the end because this is the punchline. And we might end this early, just so you know. Let's see how this goes over, Natasha. You ready for this? Okay, here comes the big comedy. You ready?
Yeah.
Questions two and three. What are your intentions with dating, and what's something you're working on that you're super passionate about? Well, my intentions with dating is seeing you naked. And what's something you're working on that you're super passionate about? Seeing you naked.
Oh, that's, my God.
Right? No. Am I right? Come on. I'm right. Right?
You're
no?
Right. 100%.
Yeah. Majority of the people now, that's exactly what the intentions are. No,
sure.
Now, no one's going to tell you that, but, you know, ultimately that's what it is.
Yes, okay, good. And we're out of time anyway, so it all works out.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One briefcase, one moment could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Hey, it's Relationship Rehab. And okay, now my first, just know, this one very nearly did not even make the show. Because it's like, what are we doing to ourselves? You know, again, you know my thing. It's like, stop throwing up your own roadblocks.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Stop making this harder on yourself.
Just however, love and go with it.
However, this may turn into more of a support group edition of Relationship Rehab. So, Chloe says, I met a guy. His name is Jason. He's got a lot of really great qualities. And I wrote back. I said, what do you mean by that? And she's like, well, you know, he's cute. He's got a job. He has his own car. Yeah. doesn't live with his mom.
Checks the boxes. The, you know.
Yeah, he checks a lot of the boxes. So then it's like, well, what's the problem? Here's the problem. His first name is Jason. His last name is Mason. And it just makes her laugh. And she thinks she's like, this may be a deal breaker for me, but I'm not sure. I'm trying to talk myself out of it. To which I'm like, so anything where I immediately am enraged, I think, okay, this is probably going to be good. So, and enraged doesn't accurately describe it, but.
This is hilarious. Just to be clear. She can't take it seriously that his name rhymes.
She has a problem with the rhyming name. And it makes her laugh every time. To which I say, you know what? By the way, laughter is a great thing in a relationship. So yeah. if you're laughing just because, now I also, I ran this by an unnamed source and they went, oh yeah, he does porn. So
automatically think that's true. Yeah.
Here's where I'd like to spin this. I know somebody from school that married into the last name Boner.
Oh, so unfortunate. Oh,
not Bonner. You know.
Yeah.
And by the way, the question was, why didn't you just keep your maiden name? She was like, no, that's just not how, you know, traditional values for her.
Yeah.
So, okay. So she was like, no, it's his name. It can be mine too. And, you know, and good for her. So I think we can all agree this is silly, right?
It is silly. Yes.
So here was my thought. 702-364-9898. There's got to be somebody who can beat Jason Mason. You know what I mean? Like you're like, Jason Mason, that's nothing. Like my friend from school, Lisa, who married into the last name Boner. She's now Lisa Boner. Everybody calls her LB now. Or just Boner.
Oh, no, they don't.
Sure. Sure they do. Sure they do. The whole family.
Is she mortified by it?
No, she gets it now. And honestly, and her personality's right for it.
I get it.
So my thought was this could be a fun little experiment where basically you're saying, yeah, I could beat that. 702-364-9898. What? Maybe you were born with it. Maybe you married into it. Maybe you avoided it, but it's your friend. You know?
Yeah.
So yeah. Again, 702-364-9898.
3, 2, 1, let's go. The Jeff Buchanan Show. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, Chloe, and I think Chloe was just trying to get somebody. Chloe was looking for support.
Sure.
It feels like, and so therefore, I want to give her the support she is looking for. Because she's dating Jason Mason, and it makes her laugh. And she's like, "Is this going to be? You know, is this my life now?" You know,
hilarious. By the way,
and I'm like, I yeah, and true, Lisa. Shoot, I don't even remember Lisa's maiden name anymore. But yeah, but Lisa, she got married and her name's Lisa Boner and everybody calls her LB or just Boner. And I also was like, hold it. I know somebody named Gretchen Wieners. And then it was like, no, that was Mean Girls.
That's Mean Girls, yeah.
Yeah, her dad invented Toaster Strudel.
My best friend married into the Ween family, so that's been a point of hilarity for us for many years now. So it's nothing like Jason Mason or anything like that, but Ween is pretty funny. Not as bad as Boner.
Yeah, well, because then everybody's going to call him Wiener.
Yeah.
And so I knew, and Gary, we can hear you there. My thought was, we'll just entitle this edition of Relationship Rehab. I can beat that. So go ahead, bro.
I just grew up. One of my good friends, his name is David, and his last name was spelled P-U-S-S-E-Y, and his dad's name was Harry.
Oh no! Are you making that up?
Dad, really? And as teenagers, wasn't a good thing.
No. You're telling the truth. I can tell.
Oh, yeah. It was something you got teased a lot about. So.
Wow.
But he pronounced it, it was Pusey.
Still, kids are ruthless. Yeah.
Sure it was. Of course it was. Yeah, right. That's awesome. Have a great weekend, man. Boy. Hey, Rosa, turn your radio all the way down.
How you doing?
Ruining the show. So, Rosa, turn your radio down. What's wrong with you?
Sure, I did.
Thank you. Hey, so Jason Mason, that's nothing. You can beat that.
So, what's going on?
Can we hang up on Rosa, please, move on to Ashley? Hey, I would tell it like it is. It's Friday, y'all.
Rosa.
Rosa, if you got, just radio call in 101. If you got your radio up after they told you to turn it down and then you start out by going, hey, what's going on? You ain't going to last long. You just won't. Ashley, so Jason Mason, that's nothing. You could beat that.
So I worked with a guy, and his name was Bronson Johnson.
Oh, that's fabulous.
That does beat Jason Mason on a variety of levels.
Yeah. Did Bronson Johnson have a solid mustache? I feel like Bronson had a really decent mustache.
He did not, and we were teenagers. We worked at Hot Dog on a Stick. It was when I was like 15, 16.
Oh, God, you can't write that. If you write that, people will go, nobody will believe that. They'll be like, that's stupid. Throw that out.
Called him Judge by Bronson. I always called him by his full name, Bronson Johnson.
Well, you have to call him Bronson Johnson.
Yeah, you have to.
And I don't care what your story is, Ashley. That kid came out of the womb with a Ted Lasso mustache. There's no two ways about it. You have to. All right. Have a great weekend. Emily, so Chloe's worried that she's dating a guy named Jason Mason. And you're like, that's nothing.
No, it's not that. I went to middle school with a girl named Fonda Dix, D-I-X.
Yeah, what are you going to do with that?
Called her, we all laughed.
What, of course. And what evil parent doesn't think that one through or doesn't figure it out 2 weeks in and goes, you know what? Is it too late to go down to the county and change this birth certificate?
I don't know. Her parents were like Randy Quaid. I mean, they were just silly people. They were a lot of fun. But when she got married, she changed her last name to Smith.
I would have too, honestly, in all fairness, I would have. So
Smith, let me just pick the most. Yeah.
All right, you guys are great. Have a terrific morning. Thanks for making me laugh.
Wow. You too. That's awesome. Thank you.
Josh.
All right. EJ, tell Chloe.
No, EJ, just Josh.
Oh no. Okay. Josh, tell, like I was saying, Josh, tell Chloe why Jason Mason's not such a bad thing.
All right, so I think I do have the best one. This guy at work, his name was Peter Seaman.
No, it wasn't. His parents are the cruelest human beings in the world.
How?
I swear to God, I even asked him, I was like, hey, man, do I pronounce it? And he cut me off and he's like, yeah, that's exactly how you say it. And
it
I
just like, is. just,
ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! I have two questions.
I'm very needy this morning. Okay, just so you know, I've explained this before, but whenever Kayla says to me, she'll push her intercom button from the other studio and go, I got a question. Whatever we're doing, the show stops. Okay, I'm ready. All right, question number one.
Question number one, I learned this the other day. Is gravy on pie, on specifically pumpkin pie, a thing?
Yeah.
Is it?
Oh, I'm out. I'm out.
I was told the other night at a function that gravy on pie was a holiday staple and that the savoriness of the gravy pairs well with the sweetness of the pie and that it's a thing that everyone does it. And I'm like, I don't eat pie, I don't know anything about this.
I don't think, is there a more dangerous statement than, well, everybody does it.
Everybody.
Because obviously everybody does not. But even in a figurative sense, I don't think everybody does.
Okay.
But now that you've said it though, I have a goal for the next 3 weeks. What was the other question?
The other question is it too early to start decorating for Christmas? Because I was planning on doing it this weekend.
Yeah, I think a lot of people will. I think and Thanksgiving gets ripped off. It really didn't, and that's been battered around for the last couple of decades. Even is just that Thanksgiving is like a speed bump on the way to Christmas. Yeah. But a lot of people what we'll do is it'll be like fall, autumn Thanksgiving decorations, but the Christmas is in the background. And then after Thanksgiving, like on Black Friday, the whole, like it goes full Christmas.
So for us, I don't have a lot of I don't have a lot of fall decorations. We have like a couple of blow up turkeys. And so that's been like a thing. We just get the blow up ones because they're super easy to switch out for the holidays. So we put blow up Thanksgiving turkeys in the yard, like three of them. And then
you're
inside,
way ahead of most people then.
You're
way ahead of the game. Say no more. You're good. You're good.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Kayla thinks I'm making this story up, but it's true. A couple of days ago, you may have heard about it. Swiss tourists in Death Valley slammed on their brakes because they thought they were going to run over a tarantula, which begs the question, how giant was this tarantula that you could see it while you were driving and went, oh no, we don't want to run into the tarantula. What sort of nightmare fuel is this thing?
I agree with you, but in my brain, I go, do you think that they panicked when this whole accident was caused? Hear me out on this. Do you think that they panicked when the police got there and the accident happened and blah, 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 and they're asking them, well, you know, what did you see? And they're like, a tarantula.
No,
and they just made it up and they were like, you know what I mean? Like, because they didn't know what to say and it was just word vomit.
I see what you're saying, that they may, no, because you got to do better than that. You know,
right?
Like that's, oh, it's almost, you know, you're right though. I see where you're going with that. It's almost too crazy. Like you can't make that up.
Yeah.
That's too nuts to make it up. Apparently the tarantula was big enough that they thought that they needed to slam on their brakes. They were driving a camper van. There was a motorcycle behind them that ran into them. And that dude had to go to the hospital in Pahrump. Okay, so the tarantula, and here's the other thing. Apparently it's mating season. And the tarantula may have been cruising to find a date, and that's how it ended up crossing the road. Why did the tarantula cross the road? mature males, I'm reading this here. Mature males leave their burrows in search of females to mate with. Sometimes Male tarantulas are eaten by the females after the deed is done. Ugh. And those who escape may live to mate again. So that tarantula may have been going, hey, sweet, hey, thanks for that. I got to go. Maybe that was what it was. And he decided not to look for traffic because he didn't want to get eaten. So maybe that was it.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
You're a big one for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, are you not?
I look forward to it every year, yes.
My wife goes crazy for that stuff. I never knew it. I think she was kind of doing it subtly. And then the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, she's like, now it's like an appointment. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, okay, everybody get ready. You got to have your snacks and your coffee and all of, oh man. Kayla, everybody get ready because there may be a squeal that comes through your radio. I hope not. They're going to start the parade a half an hour earlier on November 23rd, 8:30 a.m. Eastern. Do we get that live or do they make us wait? Do they make us wait and it's...
We get it live. You can watch it live, and then it obviously does a replay afterward.
Okay, so 5:30 in the morning. There's a bunch of folks, you know, like your Brandys of the world, David Foster and Catherine McPhee, En Vogue, Pentatonix, Belle Biv DeVoe, among others. Highlighted by a performance from Kayla's favorite, Cher. Cher in the... And now, here's the thing. They're not putting her on a float, right? Because how old is she? 77? I don't think there's enough strapping in and propping up that could have that
how
her balance.
How dare you?
That her balance would...
That woman is a performance icon. If there's anyone that can stand on top of a stage and repeat, do you believe in life after love, over and over and over again, it is Cher.
No, they'll put her on the stage area. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it'll be, how badly lip synced is this going to be?
It's going to be terrible, but I love it. It's right? Going to be it'll, so bad.
Terrible, but so worth it. Apparently, Cher has her first Christmas album coming out, simply titled Christmas. Huh? Oh, that came out 10 days ago. Came out on the 20th.
Yeah.
So almost 2 weeks ago. Do you have it already?
I do not have it already. I'm a terrible Cher fan, but I really, really, really want to get it.
All right. So you have two things to do this weekend. You have to decorate. Why do you not get the Cher album and play that while you're decorating your house?
That's going to be the plan. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Done. All right. Show's over. Ready? Break.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's the more you know before we go. Kayla, if I say Agatha Christie, do you know who that is?
Oh, God, yeah. I'm about to read one of her books right now.
Legendary mystery writer Agatha Christie, you may be interested to know, was an avid surfer. In fact, she may have been the first Western woman, from the West. Yeah, she may have been the very first woman to stand up on a surfboard.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Just not what you expect, you know?
No, not at all. We're going to talk about Swiss Army knives in South Korea in a second. Speaking of South Korea, Gangnam Style became the first YouTube video that ever got 1 billion views. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
Strangely enough, it got its 1 billionth view to be the first YouTube video to do that on December 21st, 2012, which was also the day that the apocalypse was supposed to happen. And so make your own joke and tie your own connection there. You know, some would say the apocalypse did happen because Gangnam Style got 1 billion views. That could be. French law requires all dead bodies that are transported into the country to have identification. So when they brought the mummy of Ramses II from Egypt to France in 1974 to show it off, you know, for everything, it had an actual passport. And the occupation was king. And in parentheses, it said deceased. It's job. Oh, yeah. And what do they call a Swiss Army knife in South Korea?
I don't know what.
A MacGyver knife.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Sure. Makes sense. But I don't know, why couldn't you just call it a Swiss? Why is
South,
are the South Koreans mad at the Swiss?
That's what I was wondering. I'm like, is that a thing? Like, they're enemies of some sort?
Is there beef that we're not aware of? I don't know. That's the more you know before we go. And yeah, let's get into a weekend. Kayla's got a joke.
Why did the apple pie go to the dentist?
The apple pie, specifically the apple pie?
Specifically the apple pie.
Specifically the apple pie. Why did it go to the dentist? Yeah, well, we'll all find out in just a minute.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
All right, yeah, let's wrap this thing up. Kayla's got a joke.
Why did the apple pie go to the dentist?
And it's important that it's an apple pie.
Yes.
I'm fixated on it, and I can't. And I think I'm getting in my own way. I'm going to have to go with the I don't know.
Because it needed a filling.
Why did that? Okay. I'm just going to ask this. So it really didn't matter that it was an apple pie.
I don't know. I wanted to throw you off a little bit. Just let me have that moment. Because
well,
I was like,
mission accomplished. All right. Ben.
If I said good. No, you would have guessed it because you're clever like that. And so.
No, I don't think I would have. I got to be honest. I don't think I would have. All right. Listen, let's go. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you back here on Monday. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Good morning.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
All right, yeah, let's wrap this thing up. Kayla's got a joke.
Why did the apple pie go to the dentist?
And it's important that it's an apple pie.
Yes.
I'm fixated on it, and I can't. And I think I'm getting in my own way. I'm going to have to go with the I don't know.
Because it needed a filling.
Why did that? Okay. I'm just going to ask this. So it really didn't matter that it was an apple pie.
I don't know. I wanted to throw you off a little bit. Just let me have that moment. Because
well,
I was like,
mission accomplished. All right. Ben.
If I said good. No, you would have guessed it because you're clever like that. And so.
No, I don't think I would have. I got to be honest. I don't think I would have. All right. Listen, let's go. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you back here on Monday. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.